Welcome to the first Words with Jam poetry podcast. Anna Hobson performing poems from her collection Tales of Unrequited Love. Music is by John Hobson from the album Wireless.
A Tale of Modern Courtship. He Devil. I like your smile, he said. He said, I like your style. I smiled. I said, I like your face, your lips, your teeth, your eyes, I said. I want your arms around me now, he said, just here. I'm at your feet, he said, to worship your beautiful form. I said, that's not me down there. Look up. I'm here. The essence of you is what I want, he said. To breathe you in is what I need. I want to touch the very heart of you, your solar plexus truth, he said. I said, bless you, but you want to feel my heart bleed out between your filthy fingers. He said, I want to tear your soul apart and fit the pieces together again. You want to destroy myself, I said, and crush it between your thighs. But how else will I know you, he said, if we cannot build it together? You're tearing down the sky, I said, and threatening the air I breathe. How can I grow with your fist upon my skull, I said. Without me, you will not grow, he said. His horns began to show. Without me, you are nothing, he said, desperate, weak, and slow. I said, without me, there is no purpose. You cannot live on this soil alone. His eyes burned bright and he struck me down. My mouth sucked up the earth, grasped the air. This is my essence, I said, the ground you walk on with your primate friends. I said, I am the fertile muck and blood upon which you feed. His fists solidified into cloven hooves and he rampaged for a while, an ungainly heavy dance as I blessed my torn away roots. This dance you think you do for me, I said, is laughable to us. You prance and shiver your hairy limbs whilst checking for the eyes upon you. I do not hear, he said with force as his strength washed him away. He shriveled and shrank until his feeble paleness lay naked against the blood-red earth. I said, I like your face, your lips, your teeth, your eyes, I said, but not enough for that. Dead Sea Mind. You stifle and punch my twisted groin, and the river runs high and fast, your fingers grasp. I fear the struggle will break me, your brittle grip will break me, with your glutting cry, your bubbling battle cry, in the pitch, dirty, dark light. Sheen of sweat, sheen of fear, black heat sears my flesh, and my teeth sing with the agony. You stifle and punch, and the heaving swell thrusts our spiralling skeletal down to the depthy green, the blackish grease from cast-off bodies, clinging to my dripping skin as I in turn cling to your dripping claws. Deepish blackish green in situ, still it lies, settled, broiling fluidity of trailing raked-up drudge. This acidic menstruation, this blood runs through my hands like water. Your Dead Sea Mind is fucking with mine. Breakfast. Gritty spit and gravelly smile, his unravelling lips shiver me. Dusty thick fingers from hands that tell me to choke the protest in my tight throat. Tubular air escapes, soundless. Tramp, tramp, an army, my ear to the floor. Fleshy linoleum cushions me, I see a mud maze fallen from his boots, casting shadows parallel to my own. He hollows out my mouth, he digs my filthy skin. Socks slip, I bang my ankle, break a nail, and there's blood on his hands like jam. Steel. A kiss secured by the blood in your alcohol stream. I know how you taste after sex. I've licked your sweat from my fingers. I've kissed your scalp the morning after, butter from the toast on your lips. I smell you in corridors on other men's clothes, a haze that follows, borrowing my heart for a while, until the heat cools, until the summer ends. Then your smell will fade, like the smoke we inhaled together. We told each other what we liked in bed, and made promises of sex, at work, in your car. They seem like lies in this sober frame. A misty ride, a sudden end, too short-lived to be worth a photograph. These nights, and the shower water that drenched us smooth. I'm pulling you out of my chest, tendon by tendon. I can feel the stretch, the tug. The sway of my hips and the shine in my eyes will never tell. I find out about you from other mouths, words I know already. I'm leaving, anyway, memories in boxes, sealed with tape by my own hands. You'll be inside. I'll trap you and open it up with scissors when I want to go back. I'll always have you and that look in your eyes. Untitled, Heritage. The delectable sunrise that rose behind your eyes that day, do you remember? What shining bright did you see from your angular perspective? Did you see the curling of the corners of my mouth as I welcomed you in and in? Did you see the glistening shiver in my own dark pupils as I gaped open for you? Was it your jugular touch that remembered me? My heritage. These dancing women, their whispering limbs, their teasing palms, and their rhythm, the chain that hangs around my longing neck. And I can see your dancers. They catch my eye and wink. They catch my breath and throw it to the wind. I shall cling to you, my breast against yours, your breath pouring onto me, drying me out, a desert rejecting the rain. Did you see the flicker as that moment passed us by? Did you see? And you laugh and you drown in my beauty here. Here, it's yours. It's all yours. Sacrifice. That hot summer, when the railings sang with the heat and the children dragged dusty feet through the house, the lonely lady is burned alive. Somewhere around midnight, the witch's hour, it was. Her crisp fingers curse the world, beneath the tree with its hooked branches, beneath the moon and its sickly glow, beneath his open window, as the curtains flew in, a ghostly flap and a wave. Her eyes drank the flames, they licked her face and she swallowed them down, drowning in the bloody heat, and he cannot sleep, and he cannot sleep. He sees her smile and he hears her scream, and he cannot sleep. He hears the crackle, crackle, and he cannot sleep. He cannot breathe with his ribs so clenched. He douses the flames with his own hot sweat, and he cannot sleep. He cannot dream, and he hears her scream. He buries her bones under his pillow, and he cannot sleep, and his death is slow. Slime ball. You are liquid, slippery. You are the hound-toothed agony, my truest guard-lipped beast. You are thready semen choking with your wet and breathy coughs, back of the neck itch. You are boneless flesh. You are crisp winter skin in my gushing mouth. But you are eternal hunger, rib-racked with fever. You are the breeding, mealy mouth, riddled and crawling. You are rancid, salivary froth, trickling this way. You are cloying mucus in my festered lungs, slapped, closed, clamped up, popping alveoli, you are. You are the creaking cartilage crack, creeping. You are the insistent night sweats swamping. You are the crystallizing salt left behind. You are the vomitous death stench that catches in my sickly throat. You are, thankfully, alone.